The UNICEF report shows that while symptoms among infected children remained mild, infections are rising. What's more, the report says the coronavirus pandemic has a long-term impact on the education, nutrition, and well-being of an entire generation of children and young people. The report finds that as of November 3rd, in 87 countries, children and adolescents under 20 years of age accounted for about 11% of the 25.7 million COVID-19 infections. James Elder, UNICEF spokesperson for Eastern and Southern Africa, says for children, the pandemic's secondary effects include closed schools, declining nutrition rate, and rising teenage pregnancy rates. He says in Eastern and Southern Africa, about 125 million children were out of school because of the pandemic, and this has dire consequences.
Well, that's the risk. As I say, when you have so many children out of school at such a critical time, not learning, being subject to risk of violence, when the impact on the economy, tens of millions more people now in extreme poverty, obviously that we are at risk of that lost generation.
Elder says while children can transmit the virus to each other and to other age groups, there is strong evidence that with basic safety measures in place, the benefits of keeping schools open outweigh the cost of closing them. He says schools were not the main drivers of community transmission, and children are more likely to get the virus outside of school settings.
Certainly learned as time has gone on that this idea of children being silent spreaders, super spreaders, is simply not the case. And we must therefore, at the most basic level, keep kids in school because schools are safe for kids and schools are where they learn. And because the science now around children, as I say, not being super spreaders and classrooms being the best place for a child in or outside of when there's a pandemic, that evidence has become resoundingly clear over the last months.
Elder says the adverse effects of the pandemic on children could be curtailed if governments provide remote learning for children through radio and provide cash transfers to poor families that have been hit economically by the pandemic. He says COVID-19 disruptions in critical health and social services pose a threat to children in Eastern and Southern Africa. Restrictions to limit spread of the virus has restricted access to health and nutrition services. That includes a drop in routine immunization. Elder says so that measles, pneumonia, and cholera continue to be the silent killers of children in Eastern and Southern Africa and limit access to maternal health care means there has been an increase in stillbirths. In addition, Elder says there is the need to sustain access to improve water, sanitation, and hygiene services.
So, yes. It's true that what we call the secondary impacts of COVID have hurt kids in terms of them losing access to health, to nutrition, to education. Now, again, there are solutions to that. We know what needs to be done. We know how to keep health programs working. We know where investment should be. It's been great to see so many schools put hand-washing facilities.
Elder says governments need to ensure that all children learn, and that includes closing the digital divide in the region. He also says governments should draw lessons from the pandemic and take advantage of it to create new opportunities, especially for vulnerable children. Elder urges donor organizations to step up their support to the region, and he says the fund meant for health systems, nutrition services, and vaccination services should not be diverted to fund pandemic control measures. Reporting for VOA, this is Mavis Autry in Ghana.